You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. If musical theater resonates with you, here's an option for tonight. The Color Purple opens on three stages in Folsom, and we're so fortunate. Ashley L. Ware, who plays Celie, is with us in studio. Welcome to Insight, Ashley.
Hi.
So, big show tonight.
Yes.
And I just read, this is the 32nd city that you've played since January doing this show?
Yes.
How do you even keep track? Do you know where you are, that you are in Sacramento?
No, there are days when I wake up and I'm like, number one, what day is it of the week? What day is this? And where are we? You know, we kind of had a running joke because I've been with this since 2010. And some of us have a running joke. You know, we would go into the Walmart just waking up for our lunch hour, and we would have to ask the cashier,
where are we?
And we would get the strangest looks, like, you don't know where you are. You know, and then we would have to explain we're on a bus, we're on a tour with Color Purple, and then you get into a 25-minute conversation.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
Great stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, talk with us about your character, Celie, and how much you've immersed yourself in her.
Wow. Celie is an incredible, incredible character, an incredible woman. She, it's very easy to look at her as a victim, because we see all of the things that she has to go through. We see that she endures abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. But she is an incredibly strong person. She sacrifices for the one person who she loves the most, her sister.
Her sister.
And
I think I'll fill the audience in here. We first meet her as a little girl mm-hmm. in 1911, and she's playing with her sister.
Yes.
And she's uneducated, and she mm-hmm. survives a lot of the abuse you described within her own family.
Yes, absolutely. From her father.
So she doesn't seem strong at all at first.
She doesn't seem very strong. No, she... it's only when she is introduced with this idea that she has to go live with this man, Mister, you know, and Mister is actually very interested in Nettie, in Celie's sister. And that's when you start to see the strength that she has to leave her sister at home with her father, who is the man who fathered her children.
Well, we have a clip from the original,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to hear the role that you've taken on, mm-hmm. which also helps us get a picture of Celie.
Mm-hmm.
This is from The Color Purple.
I curse you, mister. Curse me? You can't curse nobody. You're poor, you're black, you're ugly, you're a woman. I should have just locked you up, just let you out to work.
I may be poor, I may be black, I may be ugly, but I'm here.
Ashley, when that voice rings out of you, oh, look at your eyes. And when you hit that note, what's happening in your soul with that note?
Liberation. Liberation. That is one of the best rewards that I get throughout the show. And I get a few of them where I liberate myself from Mister, but also where I liberate myself through forgiveness of God, where I'm able to see all of the things that I have been given, even with the things that I've had to endure, but the things that I have been given. But in that moment, being able to physically remove myself, to have the strength to understand that I have nothing to lose at this point, to just remove myself from under Mister, it's a wonderful feeling. It is.
I'm talking with Ashley L. Ware, who has the role of Celie, and The Color Purple opens tonight for a 3-day run mm-hmm. in Folsom. We haven't talked about the fact that Celie is a pregnant teenager.
She is.
She has two children.
Yes.
The first one at 14?
No, the second one is at 14.
The second one at 14.
And this whole town has so much to say about the fact that she is a pregnant teenager.
So much to say that, in fact, online, if the audience wants to know, they can go and read analyses of
Absolutely.
This character. Have
Absolutely.
You seen this? Students from Harvard, Stanford, and Berkeley are writing their PhD and master's thesis.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you, if you don't know where you are and you have to go to Walmart to find what city you're in, are you just soaked into Seeley's world?
Oh, I do. I am constantly looking up online, you know, people's reviews and people's thoughts and theories and philosophies on Alice Walker's novel. I mean, this novel can be, you know, compared to Moby Dick. It can be compared to what's the word I'm looking for?
A great writing
or a great piece of literature.
Well, this is the 30th anniversary of the book this mm-hmm. year. It won a Pulitzer Prize, a National Book Award, and then Steven Spielberg mm-hmm. made the film. Do you find that audiences come already connected to the story?
Oh, absolutely.
They know
I can
it.
Tell you, last week we were in Vegas and a few of us had gone out to a buffet to eat, and this woman found out that we were from the cast of The Color Purple, and she came up to us and told us our stories, our character storylines. She said, and you're Seeley, and you've had this baby, and you've gone through all of this, and you know, you've suffered through abuse. And you, I mean, she went through the whole thing. So people are so familiar with the story. And then, you know, we meet people who have never read the book, who have never seen the movie, but they come in still with an open mind and an open heart.
For those people, I have another clip from the show that will help give you some of the spirit and the joy of it. So we're going to take a listen. This is from The Color Purple.
I heard about poor child Seeley.
Already ruined two times.
Seeley.
Already ruined two times.
She's only 14 years old. Who the daddy? 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 Nobody know. I hear her paw take her
The music is great. It was only on Broadway for 2 years, but it's just become so much a part of our mm-hmm. consciousness. Do you have a favorite line? Do you have something that you want to say mm-hmm. or read or recite for us? A little bit of Seeley.
Let me see.
She's so different in the beginning. You know, she is. And then
From
that victim, quiet, emotionally numb person. At the end, she has found self-worth and mm-hmm. independence.
There is a part that's closer to the end of the song, I'm Here, that she sings. And she says, I'm gonna take a deep breath. Gonna hold my head up, gonna put my shoulders back and look you straight in the eye. I'm gonna flirt with somebody when they walk by. I'm gonna sing out. I think that's probably my favorite part to sing, because she is really telling you that she is free, that she's free, and that she's learned how to not hide under her own wing, not stand in her own way.
That's Ashley L. Ware. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And again, The Color Purple opens tonight on the intimate, lovely stage in Folsom, three stages. And good luck as the tour continues.
Thank you.
Have one more stop after us.
Stop.
You go to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely to meet you.
You too.
And tickets are still available. So we will have links posted at capradio.org/insight. Thank you to all of the guests today. And that's Insight for today. We'd like to hear from you. You can link to our Facebook page or our Twitter. In fact, you can tweet me, Cap Radio Rujak, because I'm your host, Beth Rujak. and Insight's senior producer is Jen Picard. Our assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Today's associate producer is Sasan Marar, and we want to welcome a brand new associate producer to the Insight family, Vincent Trin. So, Vincent, I hope you enjoy everybody here as much as we enjoy each other. And our senior engineer that makes it all happen in the booth is Mark Jones. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Longest us ever felt.
Men.